Are you excited for Thursday?
Yes, Thursday.
What's Thursday?
You tell me.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. And then what happened?
Christmas Day.
Woo, Christmas morning. I love it.
Well,
do you?
Yes. Well,
I made a princess.
You like Christmas too?
I do.
Now, let's see. Christmas.
A bat.
What do we have in here?
I know what it is.
I don't know if you all have seen these, but have you all seen these at the Dollar Tree store?
No.
That's the only place you can get them. And at first I thought, you know, these are little toys that move. And what makes them move? What is that?
A Santa Claus.
And what's here?
A solar panel.
How old are you?
Eight.
Thank you.
I'm eight.
What?
Eight.
You're eight?
I'm eight.
You're eight? When I was eight, solar panel was not part of my vocabulary.
I'm in fifth grade, so I kind of know about solar panels, but again, I don't.
I'm still.
I know solar panels do.
Yeah, solar panels do what?
They collect the light and make the power to the thing that it's helping move and do whatever it's supposed to do.
They do? Wow. And do you know, solar power brings what? An L word.
An L.
What
light.
Is that?
Light.
Light. Okay, let's all say that. Light.
Light.
Now,
light.
Who else gives us light?
Jesus
does. So when that little baby was born on Christmas morning,
he gave us light.
Would you like for me to hold that for you? Thank you. So, he gave us light. Light to everlasting life, didn't he? Now, these little things, when the light hits them,
They start to move. Yeah.
Now, would you have thought that Santa hanging from candy canes would ever have anything to do with Christianity?
Like the light that Jesus signed goes into Santa and makes him move. So the light that Jesus signed makes Santa move.
All right, I'm done.
So no.
I like her.
Now, I have a little lamb on my desk at work, and it moves like this. And it moves all day. And then I turn my light off, and it stops and just looks at me.
That's because
it's hot.
What I know is that when we receive the light,
we move.
We act. So it's not just
we
should act. It's not just receiving that light. It is giving it, sharing it, and moving. And this will move all the time when it has light. All the time. Now, does the light you receive ever stop?
Yeah.
No. When you turn the light out in your bedroom at night and you go to sleep, does the light stop?
No, it keeps shining.
Yes, God's light keeps shining no matter how many.
Mine does too.
Nightlight.
It stays on.
So what you're basically saying is that this will move all the time because there's always
going to
be light.
Right. And what I'm also basically saying is that we must act. We must share with others. We must.
Removing that.
Because God is the largest solar panel I know. And he says that we must act, we must move. And you know what? When Jesus came into my heart, that was the only thing I could do was move after I stopped crying. But you have to act. People have to know that the light is shining in you, and you have to share it, okay? So, with our lights shining and our movement going, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be with us and shine your light on us all the time. We are so thankful that you are there. We just praise your name and praise your light. And keep us busy as your children. And thank you very much, Lord. Amen.
Amen.